from the text line. Hot take or not, but I'm over Travis Kelce. I've started calling him the ghost. You can find him in a movie, a commercial, a concert, or anywhere else, but he's nowhere to be seen on the football field. The guy is a ghost. I know he scored once, but where was he the rest of the game? Chewing out Juwan Taylor.
I know he had 43 yards and a touchdown, but my God, he disappeared. No, come on. I mean, this is, you know, we've been saying this all year long about Travis. It wasn't going to be a lot of action, if you will, during the regular season. It's all about saving him to make sure that he is healthy and ready to go for the postseason. Now he took Xavier Worthy out, which I did see a funny meme when they collided. Somebody tweeted out above it, you're going to try to take away my thunder this year? Screw you. You know? And so Travis lays him out. But obviously things change when a player like that goes down. So maybe we will have to see more of Travis Kelce. Maybe we're going to have to see more of a reliance on the running game. As much as, you know, Andy doesn't love running the football, hey, this may be a situation where you're going to have to run the football and really make it a point to run the ball to try to open some things up. Like now with Worthy out and Rice out, it's a completely different ball game, my friend. You got to change the way that you are going to do things, and I trust that they will.
You just got to get Tyreek Hill.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, you know that's going to be the conversation.
Of course, it already has been.
Yeah, I mean, that's why not?
Yeah.
Because I think it's hilarious. You see DraftKings tweeted out 8 hours ago, it's Josh Allen's league now. He's holding a crown. It's got Lamar and Patrick in the background, like their heads down.
Yeah, because Lamar and Patrick haven't done anything in this league, right? Right. But everybody wants the new. Everybody's been waiting, Dusty, for Josh Allen to take over, right? I feel like everybody has been waiting for the moment that Josh Allen takes over. And he was the best quarterback in the NFL in week one. There's nobody going to debate that at all. Is he the best in the league? When he starts winning when it matters most, we can have that conversation.
Pretty cool moment last night in Josh Allen's press conference. He said to a reporter, he goes, honestly, I met Matt Prater in the locker room 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. He showed me a video of his son playing quarterback. And today, before the game, he comes up to me. Before we even take the field, he just said, hey, I promise you, I'm going to give you everything I got.
Yeah.
Hit the game-winning field goal.
Hit the game-winning field goal, right? It's pretty cool.
Mr. Brightside.
You know, those kickers are a dime a dozen in the NFL, too. Like, you know, you mentioned the one kicker in Cleveland. Like, that guy won the job from a veteran, missed two field goals, cost his team the game. Josh Allen meets this kicker yesterday. The guy just shows up and kicks the game-winning field goal for him.
Mac, you ready to get self-deprecated? All right, let's do it.
All right, Chiefs will get the ball first, and the aerial attack is back, baby. It is back and better than ever, as they like to say. One play, Worthy over the top, 75 yards.
Well, underneath.
One play underneath. Everybody calm. Everybody collected.
Not anymore.
Because now the defense comes out on
him. Oh, tell us about that defense,
Mister, I'm only a starter because somebody put the shot in the guy's ribs the wrong way. Herbert comes out on the field. And that's where the Chiefs defense takes over. First play, Chris Jones tips it up in the air. Intercepted, Nick Bolton.
Nice.
Three plays later, there it is. There's your plus 170, baby. Travis Kelce back in the end zone, 14-0.
Yeah.
Kansas City, the route is on.
The game. Route.
Will continue to go the way of the Chiefs. We will get to the fourth quarter. We will see Gardner Minshew playing tonight because the Chiefs will be up by a lot. It will be a blowout. It will be a precursor of things to come. Jones finishes the game with a sack. Mahomes has two touchdown passes. Isaiah Pacheco runs for one more, and the Chiefs cruise to a 35-0 victory. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, NFL.
Let's start here.
Swing and a miss.
They look great on the opening drive. They'll mess up a little in the red zone, slow down. They'll have to settle for a field goal on that opening drive.
Boo, hiss.
Chargers do the same, except it's the first two drives. They look great. 10-7 Chargers to start the second
great
quarter.
Great math.
Xavier Worthy breaks open the top, baby. That 4-2 speed shows. He gets a long ball to start the second quarter.
And
the
he's
offense.
In the southern hemisphere, so he's faster.
And he's even faster. Yeah, yeah, they haven't accounted for that. Jim Harbaugh, he's not ready for that.
It's today.
So he breaks the top. He scores in that first drive of the second quarter. Chiefs now lead 14-10. Spags defense, they start taking over. They force a turnover early in the second half. The offense capitalizes. The Chiefs end up coasting to a win. They control the whole second half of the game, 27-17. Chiefs get it up.
Chiefs win the toss. Tails never fails. Chiefs kick to the Chargers. Chargers go 3-and-out. That defense is ramped up. Like we said, this is a revenge tour. Mm-hmm. That defense is ramped up. That defensive line is champing at the bit. Jones, Omenihu, Karloftis. We get week one Charles Omenihu. We haven't seen that. in the Chiefs dynasty run. Chiefs will then get the ball. Mahomes looks like 2019 Patrick Mahomes because, as I've said before, he wins the MVP this year. He throws for 4,500. He throws for 41 touchdowns. It's over the top to X, the mouse, the man that wears number one. Mm-mm. His nickname's the mouse. Andy Reid said it. Don't disagree with me. Xavier Worthy over the top because I believe last year when we saw that play to Xavier Worthy over the top from Mahomes, the one time that we did see it, it was against who? The Chargers.
Yep.
Then again, Chiefs lead at halftime 17-7. They come back in the second half. They get a field goal to make it 20-7. Chargers then get Omarion Hampton going. He does score a touchdown. I think he is a problem on that drive.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs then 20-14 lead going into the fourth quarter. Chiefs get a drive going because of Isaiah Pacheco. We see him play that role that we know him all too well in. Taylor Swift reference there. He gets going inside the red zone area because he runs downhill. We forget Josh Simmons is there as a left tackle, and Isaiah Pacheco, like Mahomes, takes full advantage of that, and he gets a heavy workload early part of the fourth quarter where you bring in your closers to stop the game. The Chiefs will go up 27-21. I believe on that next defensive drive, somewhere around the 8-minute mark, George Karloftis will have a huge sack.
He's going to be big tonight.
George Karloftis will have a huge sack on a 3rd-and-6, 3rd-and-7, making it 4th-and-12, 4th-and-11, something like that. The Chargers will then turn the ball over on the downs. The Chiefs will then go into victory formation and win 27-21. Xavier Worthy, 7 for 97 and a touchdown. Travis Kelce, 6 for 59. Isaiah Pacheco has 65 yards rushing and a touchdown. And, you know, that guy, Juju Smith-Schuster, don't forget about him. He has 4 catches for 42 yards. Mahomes goes 26 for 31, 295, and 2 touchdowns on the day. Chiefs win 27-21.
I've got the score right.
Man.
Just not
that was about
teams.
All we got right.
He who is humbled shall be exalted. He who is exalted shall be humbled. Matthew 23:12. That's what we all should be. This is not that same team anymore. I'll say it. It's not the same team. They're not. We shouldn't be that confident. I mean, I shouldn't be that. You guys do whatever you want to do.
I agree.
Chiefs 35-0 over the Eagles on Sunday. Let's go.
I'll say it on Monday morning. I'm taking the Eagles to win this game on Sunday. That might be bad.
It's now a pick'em game. It was Chiefs were a 1.5 favorite, and it's now a pick'em.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Eagles could be favored by the end of the week. We'll see.
Probably, this is where the common fan just decides, all right, the Eagles are going to crush them, and everybody loads up on the Eagles. Probably get some good money on the Chiefs.
How do we do on our parlay for the show? Travis Kelce scored, right?
He scored.
Juju Smith-Schuster had 19 and a half.
Yeah.
He did great.
Isaiah Pacheco had 40 more yards. Hey, it's okay.
It's crazy how close Vegas is with the underdog app yesterday. I took Malik Nabers over 74 and a half yards.
And then Russell Wilson happened.
You know what he finished with?
73.
71.
Wow.
And had he caught the touchdown at the end of the game,
yes,
he would have finished with 74 yards in the over because he was at 71 and they were on the 3-yard line.
Man.
Right? How crazy it is. Abdul Carter, I took over half a sack. You know what he finished with?
Half.
Damn it. Hey, push. Take a push.
But they know, man. Like if you kind of want to know how a game is going to go, kind of look at the gambling over-unders, figure out where they are. If you want to create some formula for yourself of how you think that's going to play out in a game. But, man, every single week I look at these numbers and these guys in Vegas that put this stuff together, they're so smart. They get it every time. They create a number that is so close to what these guys actually do, man. It's wild.
From the 913, my goodness, don't quit your day job, fellas. Cool, man. Yeah,
because
we're supposed to get it insanely accurately right as radio hosts.
Oh,
here.
That's what they're telling us because of the script. They're telling us not to quit our day job.
First time listener. Maybe they used to listen to Fesco in the morning because that guy that was with him, Josh Klingler, will join us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.